This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is a Monday, July 1st, 2019. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. Today, we have a very special guest. Lyris Cross, dubbed The Body and the Naomi Campbell of Plus, is a model, actress, and pioneer in the fashion industry for full-figured and African-American women, pushing curvy women into mainstream fashion. She has graced magazines from American Vogue, Essence, British Cosmopolitan, to Vibe, as well as been featured in store campaigns for Lane Bryant and Ashley Stewart. Lyris was named one of the top 10 plus models in the industry by Vibe Vixen magazine, The Huffington Post, Top 10 Most Popular Plus Models, and Dose.com named her one of the 20 models destroying traditional beauty standards. Lyris also made her mark in the video vixen market, hailed one of the eye candy models of the decade by XXL magazine. In November 2017, Lyris was named one of the two model winners of Project One Ray to be featured in Marie Claire magazine, a first for plus models. Lyris is currently on the cover of the July 2019 Sexy Summer issue of Plus Model Magazine and is a featured speaker at the 2019 Essence Music Festival happening July 5th through 7th in New Orleans, Louisiana. Let's welcome Lyris to the show. Hi, Lyris.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? You are so busy these days.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Blessed. I say booked, busy, and blessed. So
that's
I'm
right.
Not trying to complain about it. I'm just trying to figure out how to make everything work. And I'm glad we were able to make this interview happen today.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Now, the last time you were on the show was December 26th. 17, and you are fresh off of Project Runway. Now, do you think winning that modeling competition gave your career a major boost, or is all of this happening just because you hustling hard?
Well, I think it's a mixture of both. Being on Project Runway definitely gave me a mainstream platform to already push my brand that I have already built for over a decade. Even more out there to a new audience. It also, like, refreshes everything that you've already done. And people got to see another side of me. And I think people got to see more depth of me. And they were drawn to it. So I've been able to have speaking gigs all over the country, from youth groups to women's groups to plus-size geared events. It's really been amazing. Even clients, there are certain clients, of course, that want to work with me because I've been on Project Runway and because I have a great following from that. So, I mean, I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for that opportunity. The thing is, when you get opportunities like Project Runway, you have to be prepared to capitalize on them. And I really was ready. I've been waiting for like a moment like this for quite some time. So when it finally happened, I was like, I'm going to take this and run, baby.
And then one of the things that I noticed, because I'm watching all the moves you make, you got a new PR person and marketing team. Is that right? I see you tagging them when you do stuff now.
Yes. I love them pieces. You know, some people don't have to tag their teams. They don't, you know, and it's not like they asked me to do that, but I really believe in them and love them so much. And I love their support of me. And, you know, I'm not stingy. I'm one of those people, if that person is making moves for me, maybe they can help you make moves too. But if I never tagged them, that you wouldn't know about them. But I want to give a special shout out to my publicist, Lisa Sass, at Platform Public Relations. She's definitely, I told her, she renewed my feelings about having a publicist. There's nothing like somebody who really believes in you and fights for you and is in your corner. And also shout out to Christopher Holland, my brand manager at Duck Holland. He's been just so helpful and amazing. They both have, especially this year, but my brand manager has been with me for about almost 2 years now. So,
oh, wow. Well, yeah. Y'all are doing a good job, because I saw that and I was sometimes people never reveal who is helping them because it takes a team. So kudos to you for, you know. So let's talk about your book.
Okay.
So you released your book, Make the World Your Runway. Now, I'm especially impressed by you because I believe you published this book independently, but you still got the foreword written by Tim Gunn.
I sure did. I mean, some days I sit here in my apartment and I look at a copy of my book and I'm still amazed that I've been able to accomplish it. It was an idea that I had when the season was starting on Project Runway, starting to air, but it almost truthfully didn't come to fruition. I almost gave up at one point, but, you know, giving up isn't really me. And but it was just more because I had a bit of a writer's block and my schedule had really picked up from being on the show and I was just a little bit of everywhere and I couldn't really focus. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll do this later. And my mother was like, nope, you're going to finish this book. You're going to finish this book and you're going to finish it like in the next couple of months. And I was like, ooh, my mother is checking me. So, but I also, I have a praying mother and my mother, I know she can sometimes see things in the spirit that I don't see. So because she felt so convicted about it, I felt I needed to be just as convicted about it. And back in May, I just really focused in and I was like, all right, let's do this. Let's finish this project. Let's get this done. And I really buckled down and did it. And it's self-published. It's available on Amazon. It's called Make the World Your Runway. I interviewed Tim Gunn for my podcast, the Lyricist Lounge podcast. And while I was interviewing him, I was talking to him about my book. And, you know, I was kind of like bringing up, the forward for my book, kind of like joking, didn't think he would like be serious. And he said, you send me, you know, a few chapters of your book and I'll check it out. And, you know, we should be good from there. And he liked what he saw, and he wrote an amazing foreword for the book. And, I mean, I'm just still amazed that a fashion god like Tim Gunn wrote the foreword to my book, my first book. Okay? But this also speaks to a chapter of my book called a chapter in my book about partnerships and fostering those partnerships. It's really important in business, not just the business of modeling, but the business of life, how we foster the different partnerships that we have in our life, who's surrounding us, and how are we connecting the dots of our lives with the people who are around us. And I'm so honored that he was a dot that I was able to connect with.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And Make the World Your Runway is not exclusively for people trying to be a model, correct?
No. Make the World Your Runway is a book for everybody. If you maybe you are a person that's like, I don't want a model, but I want to grab on some of the tips that models use to make it look so good. Because I speak from the fashion aspect to to the inner and outer work that models use. I tell people that my book, Make the World Your Runway, is basically model principles that I use to prepare for the runway that I expound upon so people can use it for the runway of life. And that's the inner beauty and the outer beauty. I have men who have read the book. I have women who've read the book. I've even had young people who read the book. I've had models and non-models read the book. It's kind of like modeling meets life coaching. So it speaks to who you are on the outside, but also speaks to who you are on the inside. I want people to be able to live their best lives. I want people to walk in their purpose. I want people to be passionate about what they do, because I have a thing called my P's to success. So that's like your passion, your purpose, your posture, your life posture. You know, posture is important on the runway because it's how your body is aligned. But who are you aligned with in your life, in your day-to-day life? And how are they affecting you? How are they feeding into your future, your passion? I have to be passionate about what I do as a model. Are you passionate about what you do as your career? Is that maybe why you're not so happy? Because you're not really passionate? Maybe you are still struggling to find your purpose. I talk about finding a purpose. I talk about finding your voice, finding your it factor. The models have an it factor about them. Also prayer, because I'm a Christian as well. Prayer, I have a chapter on that because, child, you know, in the model world, we go through so many ups and downs, so many rejections, so more no's than we get yeses. And if I didn't have the stabilizer, which is God in my life, I mean, I would lose it.
Like, yeah, and sometimes you need prayer to work with the devils around you.
Exactly, to keep you from going off.
right.
You know, or just sometimes, you know, you go after no after no after no after no, and you just need to seek him and say, you know, just give me the strength to get out of this bed to even make it to this next casting. But for me, it may be a casting. For you, it may be a job interview, you know?
Right.
Also, I talk about standing in your power, because a lot of people say, oh, my, Lyris, I love your poise and your presence and your power. Yeah, I stand in my full power when I'm on the runway. I know I am reigning. I am queen. How are you standing in your power in your life when you show up at work, when you go to events, when you're going to the Match.com mixer to find the new love of your life? How are you standing in your power, your poise? Your poise is how you deal with the pressures of life. Models, I've had shoes break on the runway, and I had to keep going. How are you dealing with, how are you maintaining poise under pressure in your life? All these things are so, so important. So I put it in a book because people kept saying, oh, my goodness, Lyris, I love your confidence. I wish I could just bag it up. And, you know, Lyris can't go everywhere all over the world, but a book.
Well, it looks like it.
I am trying. But a book can make it to everyone's house or everyone's Kindle and have a deepened effect, where if you really read the pages of the book, you can really feel my heart. You can really feel my heart. You can feel the blood, sweat, and tears that I put into really trying to make it a successful piece. And that's Make the World Your Runway, available on Amazon. Yay!
So that book, you said, is for everybody. Everybody can take something away from it. But for those that specifically are looking to you for modeling advice, are you still doing Life of a Working Model boot camp?
Well, I did do my Project Slay, which was a new class I brought to the table back in March. And truthfully, I thought that was probably going to be my last one, just because I've been really busy. And I think a lot of people just don't realize the amount of work, time, and attention it takes for me to do those. You know, I think people just see they see me and I guess I make it look very easy. But there's a lot of promotion and money and stuff that goes into making it happen. So I may be doing it rather online next. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I know a lot of people are like, no, you have to do another one in person. So, I mean, if I map out my schedule for the rest of this year and I see a good pocket of time that can give me good time to promote as well as to find the right space and get the right people there to be a part of it, then that's what I'll do. If not, I don't know. See me online. But I will
right.
Make the World Your Runway. It has great tools for anyone who is also interested in modeling. Because like I said, I talk about the modeling aspect of it, but then I expound upon it. So all my models out there, I don't want you sending me a DM talking about how do I get into modeling? How do I keep on going? I'm going to say, did you get my book yet? And if you didn't, I'm going to say, you know, there's not a conversation that really needs to be had till you read the book, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So one of the big things that you're doing is happening this weekend. You are slated to speak at the Essence Music Festival on two panel discussions, and you're having a book signing. So tell us everything you're doing this weekend in New Orleans. Like, this is an interview, but I want to know what you're doing for real, so I can see if I can come see you.
Well, I am. Let me give you a fun fact. I've only been to Essence Fest one time, and it was quite a few years ago. And I had a great time when I went. But I said, I prophesied to myself, and I said, I had a great time doing this. I said, the next time I come back here, I'm going to be booked. I'm going to be working. So for years to I spoke it. For years to pass by. And for this opportunity to fall into my lap because of my amazing publicist, shout out to Lisa. I'm blown. But it just shows you also the power of your words. How you can speak a thing. And, you know, sometimes we speak stuff and we're like, okay, well, I meditated on this and why isn't it happening yet? I spoke this years ago. I'm going to say over 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And look how it's happening right now. And it's happening time that it should be happening. Like right now is the perfect time for me to be attached to these events. I have a product. I have a book. I have a new cover that's out. I have a campaign, two campaigns running, one with Maggie Sotero, another one with Trunk Club. So, you know, it's just so many amazing things that are happening. Literally, God sets up things exactly when we need them. Even when we're like, why hasn't this happened yet, God? Because he always has his plan, a plan, and his plan is it's always better than our plan.
Amen to that. Now, tell me your exact schedule. Do you have, like, the where you be, the times
of the panel? Yes, I'm sorry. Okay, at the convention center on July 5th, I will be speaking at the Fashion House. The Fashion House portion of Essence Fest, because they have, you know, they have different parts of the festival. So for the Fashion House, I'll be speaking at 2 p.m. at the convention center for the diversity in fashion panel. So I'm excited about that because
who else is on that panel?
If you've been following my career for years, you know I have been talking about how much we need diversity in fashion in more ways than one. Then it's July 5th at 2 p.m. Then on July 7th at 1 p.m., back in the convention center, but this will be a part of the Beauty Carnival, I will be speaking at 1 p.m. on curves and confidence and about my book, Make the World Your Runway. And then following that, I will be signing books. I'm doing a book signing there at Essence Fest.
And you'll be all day at the book signing, or that's a special time?
No, I believe that's probably just going to be an hour after we finish the panel. I think the panel is from 1 to 1:30. 1 to 1:30. So we'll probably be done by, I say, 3 o'clock.
On that curvy and confident panel, I might be saying the name wrong, but do we know anybody else that's going to be on the panel with you?
So far, they just have me. They wanted to just have a conversation with me, I guess, regarding my book. So I know, right? Isn't that amazing? I know. I couldn't believe it. Because I was like, oh, okay, well, who else is a part of this? And they were like, we think that we're just going to go with you. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. Well, look at that. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I mean, if they add someone else later, I'm totally open to it. I have no problem sharing the light. We're stronger together. But if not, I will definitely soak up that time and spread as many jewels and as much love and confidence as I can to all my sisters who are going to be there at Essence Fest. Please go to EssenceFestival.com, or if you're on Instagram, you're one of my followers, click the link in my bio, and it'll take you directly to the link for the Beauty Carnival and for the Fashion House, which I believe is still inside of the Beauty Carnival. So yeah, I'm not going to fret. I've been a little nervous leading up to this because I'm like, what if nobody shows up to my panel? And then literally this week people have been hitting me like, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited to finally meet you at Essence Fest, and I'm going to be there, man. And when is your panel? And people are, like, DMing me and, oh, are you going to take a picture with me? I'm like, girl, are you kidding me? Of course I'm going to take a picture with you. So yes. I'm excited. I'm so excited just to feel the love and to be able to give a piece of myself that maybe other women can just be able to truly, like I say, walk in full confidence of who they are. Because we are beautiful no matter what size we are, no matter what height we are, no matter how light, how dark. And I just want to be able to spread that love and help women be as confident and as successful as possible.
Well, that is amazing. Congrats on that. I'm so, so proud of you, girl. That is awesome.
Thank you.
And we had this interview planned for a couple of months, so I had no idea you was going to come out on the cover of Plus Model Magazine today. So I was like, oh, my God, she got a cover the day I'm supposed to interview her. You got everything happening. Now tell us how this Plus Model Magazine issue came about.
Well, truthfully, it was Ron Mosley who had the idea. He was doing some research on Tyson, and he was looking at some of the pictures that he did with Naomi, and he was like, oh, I should remake like the best pictures with Naomi and Tyson, but who am I going to do it with? And then he was like, maybe I could reach out to Lyra since they do call her the Naomi of Plus. And I think he was a little nervous, like, I don't know if she's going to shoot with me. But I've always thought he has a great look and he presents himself so well. And I haven't seen it done, so I thought it was a great idea to do, and I'm glad we did it. I mean, my phone has literally been going off all day long. I know load of notifications to catch up on, but I had an interview today for BuzzFeed, and I had a radio interview for a radio station in New Orleans. So I've literally been on the run, and now I'm talking to you. I still need to get my nails done. I still need to start packing. I have to unbox all this stuff to get ready for Essence. But
it's the life of a superstar.
I am so excited. excited. I am so excited because, Shanice, you know how hard I've been working over the years. And, you know, sometimes you wonder, you know, what's next, God? What's next?
Right.
And literally, this is why you have to listen to the still small whispers. And sometimes they're not even small whispers. Sometimes it's blaringly loud. But you got to listen to your intuition, which I feel is God, and follow through on it. And literally, me writing this book has opened so many other doors for me to be able to showcase who Lyris is, and for me to be also be able to help so many men, women, boys, and girls. And that is what has been feeding my soul. Those days when I've been really tired from traveling and stuff, getting the messages, the notes, the letters, the DMs, the, you know, even got a couple reviews on Amazon now. I need to get my Amazon review game up a little bit more. But just those messages of people saying, you know, this book really changed my life, or it had me, you know, I've had this mindset before about certain things, but, you know, sometimes life happens and I was slacking and this gave me that extra boost that I needed, or, you know, this helped me to find my voice in a whole other way. So those are the things that just make me feel good and help to continue to push through no matter what.
Now, you are going to be at Essence Festival this weekend, which we are super, super excited about. But you have some other upcoming appearances that I have to plug because I'm a media sponsor of these other events. So you will be at the TCS Style Expo August 9th through 11th in Atlanta. And you will also be at the Full Figure Industry Awards November 2nd in Queens, New York. So those are two things that I know, but I'm pretty sure you got a lot of more things on your calendar.
Yes, but those are the ones that I'll be speaking about right now, especially for the TCS Style Expo. That's the Curvy Fashionista for somebody if they're listening and they haven't heard about it before. But you go to tcsstyleexpo.com, get your tickets. You want to be there. I know that they also have, why is her name escaping me right now? I'll come back to it. But they have a lot of great people who are going to be there. For me, I'll be speaking on a panel, as well as I'm going to have copies of my book. I'm going to be signing copies of my book. So if you don't make it down to Essence Fest, you can definitely please come to the TCS Style Expo. I will sign your book there and pour some life into you. Also, it just came back to me, at the TCS Style Expo, Tasha Cobbs, Leonard, she will be there. Stylist Jay Boland, he will be there. It's going to be amazing. And Marie from the Curvy Fashionista, she knows how to do it big, and she knows how to definitely, you know, make it a fun event for everybody. So you don't want to miss it. And I'm just excited to be back again. I'm so excited.
And, you know, one of the things I like about you is that you do mainstream projects and press, but you never turn your back on the plus size community.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I feel
and I admire you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I think I'm very down to earth. But also, this is where these are the people who have helped to support me for years. And these are also some of my friends and people I've done business with. So I don't feel like I have to, you know, disown people or turn my back on them just because I'm starting to work more or I'm starting to be in other circles. Am I going to be able to make everything like I used to? Certainly not. because that's just how life is. But I'm going to do my best and show up when I can and support the people in my community as much as I can always.
Well, that's awesome. Never change. I love that.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else happening that we can be on the lookout for? Anything we should know about that I didn't mention?
Well, I always want to shout out Maggie Totero because they are the bridal retailer I work with. We have been changing the game the past year and a half with the campaigns, ads in magazines, runway shows. Last year, I became the first Black plus-size model to walk the Barcelona Bridal Fashion Week shows. And as far as bridal, that's the pinnacle. Like, it doesn't get any higher than that. So that was a big deal for me to be able to do that. And I'm amazed at the effect that we're able to have in that market. In bridal, you hardly see Black women. I mean, and that goes
right.
Straight back. And then you hardly, if ever, see a plus model. So for me to be Black and plus size and working it for Maggie Totero, and they're just using me because they just see the light in me and they see the value in me and I connect with their customers, it's just really been amazing. And, you know, I'm honored to exclusively be their model.
Nice. So before you go, tell us your official website and all of your social media pages.
Well, my website is lyrisc.com, lyrisc.com. My Twitter and Instagram are lyrisc, lyrisc. And let's see, what else? And YouTube. Go to my YouTube. My YouTube is youtube.com/LOAW model. LOAW model. So you can catch me on any of those platforms. And on Facebook, it's under Lyris Cross. Anything that you see that does not have Lyris Cross or it's something shortened is not my page. So Lyris Cross, I have one public figure page and one personal page, but everything on it is public because Lyris don't got nothing to hide, y'all.
Right. Well, yep. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm definitely going to try to hang out with you this weekend in New Orleans if you get a chance. But if not,
yes.
I'll definitely see you in Atlanta.
Yes, yes. I look forward to seeing you in both. How about that?
Sounds good. Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you. See you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to our super fabulous supermodel guest of the evening, Lyris Cross. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to the Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.